I got a lot to do today here. As always, I want to know what you would like to start with.
I think we're good. I think we did most of our homework, so hopefully we have a good call and we'll keep moving. Nothing
okay.
in particular?
Well, Patty and I had a really good conversation yesterday. She explained how this was going from your side. It made all the sense in the world what you all are doing. I hate it that Patty has to go through an extra step to designate the what type of appointments they are, but it needs to be done. So
sure.
I don't see any. I know the folders have come in. I think you put one folder together. Is that do I remember correctly, Patty?
Yes.
Okay. The key there is getting everybody to look at that and make sure that's what you want going forward. But after our conversation yesterday, I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on the folders or the scheduling. I think you all have your arms around it. You are you okay with it, Howard?
Yeah, it looks good.
All right, Scott, you okay with it?
Yeah.
All right. Next thing with the homework, part of the homework was determining the ideal day for Howard and Scott. Have you gotten that? What that looks like to Patty?
Yes. The question I have for you, Rob, is how many slots do I need to have available throughout the week? I was getting in trouble with the math. Do I have to have 8, 10, 15? How many appointments do I, how many slots do I need available for these hour segments?
How many households do you have? How many clients do you have? If you give me that, then I can answer the other one.
Yeah.
How many people are you going
to still have? I still have about 80 households.
Now, aren't going to be
supernova.
Now, just to make sure, Howard, 80 households, is that
yeah.
yours or you and Scott?
Just me. But of
okay.
those, I think, you know, I want to have a separate call with you, Scott, and I on supernova and Butler because I still have too many Butlers, and I want to talk to you about that because I want to have that discussion separately. So let's just say 80.
Okay.
If I have 80, how many slots do I need?
Okay, you 80 non-Butlers, 80 real accounts.
Right.
Okay, it's not 80 minus Butlers, it's 80. The answer.
It'll be 80 minus some Butlers.
Okay, well, let's just, for the purpose of this discussion and easy division for me,
yeah.
let's say you got 20 Butlers. That would be too many, around 10% more or less.
Okay.
There's not an exact number. But
right.
if you've got 80 households, 10% would be 8. But let's say you have
right.
Let's say you have 60. That's 3 calls a day. That's 15 slots a week.
Okay. That's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah.
And if I have 80, how many is that?
4 times. 80 4 times is 20. 80 is I'm outsmarting myself here. That's 4 a day. 4 times 5 is 20.
Okay. Gotcha. That's what I was trying to work back from.
Okay. Well, you have to start with that number, Howard, in order to get down to answer your question. Now, what's important for excuse me, for Patty and Peter as they work through this is to know when you want to start, when you want to end
yep.
your day, days
yep.
and, you know, You whatever, and you want to get that done ahead of time. You don't want Patty to schedule people, then call back and have to immediately reschedule them.
Right. So I gave Patty all my meetings for the year that I know of to stay away
yep.
from, and then I gave her a schedule. Just I said Monday through Thursday, I want to meet anybody between 10 and 3 o'clock.
Okay, Monday through Thursday, starting at when?
10 a.m.
Okay.
And going through 3.
When?
At
now,
3 p.m.
Does that mean ending at 3?
Yes.
It
okay.
gives me 4 calls a day.
Which probably isn't enough then.
It's not enough.
Then
I'm scheduled
well,
for 2.
Wait a minute. With 8, you got to take out, you're taking out Friday. So is that 4 hours? Let's see, 11, 12.
That's 5 hours. But that's not good. And that's lunch. That wasn't good. I should have taken out lunch just because those aren't good times at meetings.
You're right. So, you see, Howard, this is where it all comes together as far as the number of households.
Yeah.
I want you and I want Scott to be in charge of your calendar. I mean, not your calendar, your time. You get to schedule the way you want it scheduled, just like your doctor does. So, but something has to give here. Excuse me. You got to start at 9:30, end at 3:30, or work Friday mornings.
Yep, I got it. I changed it, Rob. It's 10 to 12 and 1 to 4, Monday through Thursday. That's 5 slots times 4 is just 20.
10 to 12 and then
and 1 to 4. 10?
Okay.
1 to 4. That's 5 slots.
Okay. Now, Howard, I'm going to be redundant here for everybody. You know, while that shows you scheduled for that's 5 hours?
Yeah.
The numbers say that of those 5 calls, probably at least 3 of them are going to be non-review calls.
Right.
So they're not. While your calendar looks full that day, you've got a lot of extra time. You've got 3 of those hours that are only going to be 15 minutes max. So that's 2 hours and 15 minutes right there. Man, I hate doing this to y'all.
Talked yesterday. We scheduled those calls in the quarterlies in 30-minute blocks on his calendar. And then 1 hour for the reviews. So he may be on the phone 5 minutes, but he's blocked out for a half hour for each of those calls
are quarterly reviews
and monthly calls.
I know we had that conversation, Patty, but every time you talk in 30-minute increments, it scares me. He's going to show it. Miss Jones is going to meet. Excuse me. I got to step away. Hold up.
They're all an hour. Nothing's a half hour.
Okay.
Even though it shows 30 minutes, if Ms. Jones has got a non-review call, she's still going to start the same time every month, the second Tuesday of the month. Okay, all right. I got it.
For an hour.
Why?
Rob, I just want Patty to understand, even though it's a 30-minute call, on my schedule, it's still going to say 10 to 11, correct? It's not a half an hour, it's an hour. She's not going to put two in the same hour.
I wouldn't put two in the same. So the way I set it up, Rob, was it was set up that on certain months when he has his monthly call, it's the same time every month, but that day that person only is showing 30 minutes on his calendar.
I hear. I know everybody on this call knows what you're saying. It seems to me to be, why wouldn't you just leave it at an hour and designate this as a non-review call?
Okay, fine.
I mean, it seems like that would be simpler to you, less chance for confusion, and Howard can look at his calendar and say, well, I'm scheduled for an hour, but that might take 5 or 10 minutes. So if I got to return some phone calls, that's when I can do it. I just think it really clutters up the all right. I think that's the best thing to do. Howard, so you're good 10 to 12, 1 to 4, Monday through Thursday. Fridays are open.
Correct.
Okay. Now, I want to do one other thing here with the calendar. Are you all where you can go into Outlook or whatever and pull up this month's calendar? I want to show you something.
Yeah, it'll take a second.
Calendar. Yeah. Just the calendar. I just need you to be able to look at the calendar.
Okay. Give me 2 minutes to turn it on.
All right.
We can cover something else.
Well, let me just do the We only schedule 20 days a month. We schedule the first four, we don't schedule every day of the month. So as I'm looking at the March, do you have the March calendar in front of you?
We're opening it.
All right.
We had to reboot a computer. Okay, I see a March calendar.
Okay, if you look, if you look at this month, how the first Monday, first Wednesday, there are five Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Okay, we will only schedule the first four. So Howard, looking if you looked at your calendar, you can go out however far you want. Anytime there are five anything, you see in March, we've got five Wednesdays, five Thursdays, and five Fridays. You see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they won't be scheduled. So if we were sitting back here in November and you said, I want to take some time off in March, you could have looked ahead and say, gosh, a great time for me to take time off would be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, because I know I have nothing scheduled that day. So I'm just pointing out that your calendar is even more open than it might look. Because almost every month you have five of something. Patty, you got
correct.
That?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
Cindy and I talked about that.
Okay, so very important to know. Scott, where do you stand with your ideal day?
Okay, Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, and then from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and then that's on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
You said Monday and Wednesday.
That's Monday and Wednesday.
Right.
And Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8:30 to 12 o'clock. And then from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So on Tuesday and Thursday, I'm not blocking 9:30 to 10:30. Is that correct? Because that's when we meet here every morning?
No. Don't worry about the huddle.
Okay.
Scott, give me the Tuesday-Thursday schedule, your Tuesday-Thursday schedule again.
So Tuesday-Thursday from 8:30 to noon. And then from 1 to 4.
Okay. How many households are you
have? I'm still struggling with that, but just based on revenue of actual what I would determine to be
Supernova
55.
Okay. So So you've got plenty of space there. Now, before I move on, I think we need to have the call you want to have, Howard, about Butlers and all that sooner rather than later. So my schedule is fairly flexible this week, except for, email me, give me a couple of alternatives that work for you, and I'll get right back to you if this week is when you want to do it. All right.
Yeah, we'll definitely do it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay. All right. Wednesday's best for me. Thursday,
okay.
I'm traveling, but can talk to you from the car. Friday's going to be harder. All right.
Okay. Got it.
All right. So Scott, are you good? Are you feeling comfortable? I know we got to do some work around your number of households, but are you comfortable with you designing a schedule that you want, not that's dictated to you?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, good. All right. Part of the homework was to continue to make the calls. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I had 7 last week, so I'm up to 34.
Okay.
So I had one interesting meeting on last Wednesday, Thursday, and, you know, a retired lady, a widow, and, you know, going through, changes that we're doing and so forth. And she says, "So you're firing me?" I go, "No." And I must have said something or, you know, didn't articulate something clearly where she jumped to that conclusion. But it was, you know, she's all, you know, certainly understands and is excited for what for our changes, but I did have that message back from her. And she said, I wish I wrote it down. She said something else that was really funny, but I just didn't write it down. I can't remember what it was. But it was.
Did you tell her what your minimum was for new business?
I did, yep.
Does she meet that minimum now?
Oh yeah, absolutely. She's in one of the top 10 revenues of our of you know in you know our households.
Okay. Sometimes people FAs don't make the point that the minimum is applied to new business, not existing clients, and clients under that minimum they're getting fired. All right, Scott. What are you up to? How many of your folks have you talked with?
So that was another 5. Where's my number?
15, 14,
20.
All right. Still got some work to do there.
More. Okay.
All right. After our call last week, I sent you the rough copy of the practice overview with some of the things that I had said, some of the things that that you all had said on the call. Have you had time to work on that?
Yeah, I sent you one back this morning, Ron, where I tried to add some stuff at the top. So I kept what you had, but then I added trying to make, and I had 3 different versions, and I didn't know what you wanted me to put at the top, so I gave you a couple different versions.
All right, let me get that in front of me. There it is.
I liked what your Jackson guy said, so that's why I just put our name in front of it. I thought that was a really good paragraph.
Now, which one are you talking about?
The one you sent us, the template that was the Jackson Polk Group?
Yeah.
I liked his paragraph about act as a catalyst to consolidate and simplify. I thought his words were really well spoken. So I just put our name at the front of that one as one option.
Yeah, I'm reading through this. I'm not going to take the time to talk to you about it specifically. What I'm looking at looks good. We're taking next week off. Patty said, Howard, you were traveling. So next time we talk, we can talk about this in depth. But let's think about this. You get this thing in the final form, and it becomes part of who you are. It's part of your brand.
Right.
And where that takes me now is over to part of the homework was for you and Scott each to come up with 5 more centers of influence. Have you given that any thought?
Yeah.
Okay, Scott, go ahead. You go first.
Okay, you want me to just name them to you?
What I want is a first name, and then tell me why they would be a good center of influence for you.
First one's Alan. He's a retired vascular surgeon. He retired young for a disability, and he's very well known in the community, and has been an advocate of ours for many years.
Hey, when's the last time Allie gave you a referral?
I don't think he ever has.
Okay. When's the last time? I'm painting you in a corner here, so just don't
lie. Well, and I can answer the question. It was last week, and the answer is no.
What was the question where the answer was last week?
I answered it for you.
He met with him last week, and he didn't ask for a referral.
Okay.
Did you tell him
you
about
and
Supernova? No, I'm not Supernova either. So that's three X's. I knew where you were going, so I answered. You didn't have to throw me under the bus.
Scott, are you able to handle this pressure?
Well, my hair's all gray.
Yeah, well, so is mine.
Right.
Okay.
And we certainly have that conversation, but we've been, that will come. Unfortunately, just been preoccupied and have not had the right opportunity to have that to talk the conversation with him. But he's certainly a candidate, and we will certainly have the talk about the changes of our practice.
All right. Now, what I want you to do is if you feel like you're on the guilt train here, I want you to stop at the next station. I want you to get off that. Not every time is the appropriate time to start a referral conversation. You can't do it. If every time you meet with somebody, you're talking about referrals, they're going to think you care more about what they can do for you than you can do for them. So don't feel any guilt about this. Now, that meeting you had with Alan, was there anything during your conversation in which he recognized value through a thank you or whatever? Did he recognize value during the conversation?
Yeah,
definitely.
What did he say?
The third meeting we've gone back and forth on designing a customized portfolio for him, and he just appreciates our efforts of trying to come up with something eclectic to meet his needs that's off the grid.
Okay.
He definitely knows how hard we've worked on it.
Okay. Now, this is the ninth week of Supernova. This is the first week of, if we were perfectly on schedule, and I'm never perfectly on schedule, but if we were perfectly on schedule, we'd be talking about acquisition. So let's camp out here a minute. And we think the best time to start a referral conversation is when value is given and value is recognized. So the value, tell me again the value that Alan recognized.
Well, I think in our persistence with coming up with ideas, he's a very knowledgeable and sophisticated investor. He wants to delegate the investment process to us, but he wants to pick and choose, to the extent that the asset classes, right? So,
okay,
you know, and
so what he
re- and he's
he,
very,
he recognized yeah. He recognized the customized portfolios and that you were doing. That's value. So here's how you respond to that. We're getting close to the bottom of the hour. You guys got a few minutes after, or do I need to start bringing it to
Yeah, we're good till 10:40. We have a 10:45 call.
All right. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to get out a piece of paper and write something down. Somebody got a piece of paper there?
We all do.
Okay. Vertically, the letter V. V is in Victor. The letter I. The letter P is in Paul. The letter S is in Sam. And the letter A is in Apple. That's VIPSA. And here's what those things stand for. V is value. I is importance. P is permission. S is suggest, and A is advice. Now, this is something that we're going to learn. You're going to learn, and it's going to be so ingrained in what you do that you'll see so many opportunities to use this. So let's use Alan as an example. Scott's conversation with Alan. Number one is value. The best time to start a referral discussion is value is given and value is recognized. So Alan has recognized, and I'm going to summarize it by saying how Scott has worked to put together some customized portfolios. Here's what you must do, folks. You must confirm that you heard what the client said. You don't deflect it. I know we touched on this very lightly earlier. You don't deflect it. That's not fair. You say, thank you for saying that. Our team works really hard to provide that level of customized service. So you see what you're doing, Scott? You're confirming that you heard Alan specifically based on what he recognized as value. Let's say, Scott, you've done planning for him, Scott, and he said, "Guy, Scott, I really appreciate this planning you've done. This just feels so much more simple than what I felt before." That's value. Your response, Alan, thanks for saying that. We work really hard to provide a superior level of planning. Scott, do you see how you confirmed that you heard him?
Yep.
Okay. Now, at that time, Scott, you've got a decision to make in a millisecond. The decision is, do I pursue this conversation or do I not? Because, again, not every time you meet with a client is it the proper time to have a referral discussion. And you feel it's the right time. So you just said, thank you for saying that, Alan. We work really hard to provide that level of planning. Do you know anyone else who would appreciate that same type of planning? Now, that's the I. The I is importance. If you ask directly, you don't hem and haw around, "Well, I know, Alan, I've never asked you this before, and I hope you don't, blah, 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 blah." No. Just say, "Do you know anyone else who might appreciate that same type of planning?" You're showing it's important to you. You're asking confidently. If most of the time, if clients think there's something that's important to you, they will listen. So, Alan, so you say, "Alan, do you know anyone else who might appreciate that same type of planning?" And Alan says, "Gosh, Scott, nobody comes to mind right now." Now, here's where everybody starts to get comfortable. Oh, my goodness, he didn't want to give me a name. No, Alan has got a lot on his plate. He didn't wake up this morning saying, "You know, I really got to give Scott a referral today." So they're not saying no. They're saying, "I can't think of anybody." So you go to the P, permission. Do you have a minute to brainstorm? Or whatever word you want to use. And Alan says, "Sure, Scott. Yeah, sure." And Scott says, "Well, you know, anybody you play golf with, anybody you know who's still working, any other vascular surgeon, however you want to ask that question." And Alan's still, you know, he's got his mind on his golf game today, and he's not really thinking about it. He says, "Scott, I'm still drawing a blank." Uh-oh. Ask twice, no, two no's. I'm in trouble with Alan. No, you're not. You just say this, "Thanks for thinking about it. Just know we're never too busy to help people like you." Now, Scott, does that feel like a comfortable exit from that conversation?
Mm-hmm.
So that's V, Alan.
Do that last thing again. "Thanks for thinking about it.
You're never too
just
busy.
Know.
We're never too busy.
We're never too busy to help people like you."
Is that cheesy?
I don't think so. Is it true?
That's how you do it.
Huh?
Is it true? Is it true?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's true, but it kind of sounds commercially.
It is a little bit. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you, Scott. I'm glad you brought it up. The very best script or whatever you want to call this is a combination of our thoughts put into your words.
Right.
It doesn't matter, Scott, if I think it's cheesy or not. It's whether you think it's cheesy or not.
Right.
All right. Now, so the V is value, the I is you ask confidently, they can't think of anybody, the P is permission, the fourth one is suggest. Now, here's what you do. If that is where this conversation ends, that he can't think of anybody, you write yourself a note, and at the proper length of time, say you're having another meeting with Alan in May or June, and you're reviewing your notes, and you say, Alan, we talked back in March about you'd given us a big compliment about our planning. I asked you if you knew anybody that might appreciate the same type of planning, and you drew a blank. Has anybody come to mind? Again, you got to decide when it's the right time to follow up on that conversation. Now, Scott, here's the other thing. You say to Alan, you know anybody else who would appreciate that same type of planning? And Alan looks at you and says, Scott, I can't believe you asked me that question. One of my partners before I retired, we were at dinner together the other night, and he was distraught about the lack of contact he's getting from Morgan Stanley. He's somebody you need to talk about. I'll have him call you. Well, that's a call that hardly ever comes. So when he brings up his friend who's distraught with what he's getting from Morgan Stanley, your response is, terrific, I would love to talk with him. How would you, if you were me, how would you go about getting in front of him? That's the advice part. That's the last part of the VIPSA conversation. I went down the negative side, negative being he couldn't come up with anybody. He says, gosh, I think you really need to talk to my ex-partner. He's really unhappy, and your response is, gosh, I would love to do that. If you were me, how would you go about getting in front of them? Scott, do you see how that, you know, what you're looking for is a favorable introduction. You've been right. Given people's names before, and you call them, and they have no idea who you are. Or they're going to call you, and they never do. If you were me, Alan, how would you go about getting in front of them? Now, that's probably going to sound pretty choppy to you. I could say that I could start that in the middle and loop around whatever because I've said it so many times. Excuse me. It's the most effective, simplest thing that we teach. So if you remember back in week one, one of the things I asked you to do was to be cognizant of people who are recognizing value. That's the setup for this conversation. So, when you are in conversations, I want you always to be looking for opportunities to have that VIPSA conversation. Now, I'm looking at the clock. I'll wrap it up quickly. What I would like for you to do is I would like for you to, as you're talking to your folks, we're going to meet in 2 weeks, I would like for you to write down when they have recognize value and the value they recognize. I don't want you to have the conversation with them yet unless you just feel led to do it, but I want to be able to talk about specific situations where people have recognized your value. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's probably we got through one of Scott's COIs. We'll pick this up in 2 weeks. The homework I just mentioned we'll talk about. And we'll have a more in-depth conversation about your practice overview. Anything else?
Rob, real quick, should Patty, Peter, and Tricia do the same thing, try to see when a client recognizes value for them and they could do the same thing, or they're not supposed to do that?
That's entirely up to you. At the very least, I mean, some people are more comfortable doing that than others. At the very least, Peter's had a conversation with a client, and the client says, Peter, you really do a terrific job. I really appreciate all the service you all give me. If Peter's not comfortable having that conversation, Peter at least brings that information back to you and you or Scott, whoever's appropriate. And the next time you're talking, you don't call the client back immediately. you make a note the next time you're talking to the client, you say you were having a conversation with Peter and said some really nice things about our service. I really appreciate it. We work really hard to provide that level of service. Do you know anyone else who might appreciate the same thing? So that, again, that's an individual decision on y'all's part. All right?
Okay. Perfect. Okay. I'll send you an email today, Rob.
That'd be good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So you guys do the same thing. If you hear anything this week,